So sorry about that abrupt change in the music. I was trying to let it fade out. But good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Inspiration here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio. I am your host, C. Maria Wall. Thank you so much for being here with me, no matter where you are in the world. Whether you're over there on the left coast, good morning. I know it's only about 3 a.m. over there. It's a little after 6 a.m. here on the East Coast in the United States. Welcome to everyone all over the world. I know some of you are headed into your midday. Some of you are a few hours ahead of us, a few hours behind, but thank you again for being here. Thank you so much for your continued support each and every week. So as I said, welcome to this, our Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Shiro, at your Ground Zero. And before we get started, let me tell you a little something. I've mentioned this before. I never do a Sunday Morning Inspiration before it's time. And once again, this particular topic, I had put it up weeks ago, and God told me to hold off on this discussion until the right time. Well, today is that time. I found in the last couple of weeks that too many of us are still aligning with those who appear to be right. But in actuality, at best, they are almost right. Now, you may say, Maria, what does this mean? Well, it means they could be the right person, the right fit, or they might have the right answer. Or, of course, when I say the right person, I mean, are they a righteous person? So these are all of the rights we have to take into consideration. And once again, I just want to thank the Lord for sending me the angels to let me know when the time was right once again. And today is that day. And what are we talking about today? Today we're talking about the discerning eye. So many people talk to you, and you don't need to hear about not believing everything that you see, because you don't know what you're walking in on. You don't know what happened before. And if you don't stick around, you won't see what transpires after an initial event. So we always need to make sure that we are using every single step to make sure that what we see and or hear is leading us to the right belief. So again, as I said, some people, many believe, are in alignment with their kingdom work or not. A lot of people who you believe are in alignment with your kingdom work are really not. The Bible speaks of the false prophets. These are the people who have mastered their scripts and tend to leech on to people just to stay in the loop and gain favor. Everybody who appears to support you is not just there to support you. Learn the difference between those who are right and those who are right almost. Excuse me. And when I say this, to learn the difference between those who are right and those who are right almost, that means those who appear to be right. And there's a lot of people out here who can give you the best script in the world, and they will promote you as long as they are getting something out of it, whether it be free plugs, free promotions, free something. They want something back. And not only that, but they are fueled by their own personal greed, their own personal need, their greed and need to be popular, their greed and need to have 100,000 followers, their greed and need to make the fast money, their greed and need to be somebody by way of the low road. These are the people who you do not need in your corner. I have more people that grin in my face in public, and they're cutting me down in private. They're cutting down my projects. They're cutting down my shows. They're cutting down me for no particular reason. If I come to them, you can feel the attitude in the air. You can feel how things change. Even if my name is mentioned, you can feel and hear and see. And I'm not the only one who picks up on these things. There are people around who pick up on it. And they talk to me about it. So that just validates what I believed that I was seeing and hearing anyway. We're always going to have those people who are haters. We're always going to have those people who have forgotten where they have come from. We're always going to have those people who we lift up, we encourage, we support, we help to get to where they are, and then they forget that we were one of those steps that helped to get them to the next level. We are always going to have those types of people. And what are those people? Those are the types of people that you need to use your discerning eye to see through. You see through the facade. You see through the lies. You see through the deceptions. As the old adage goes, seeing is believing. To a degree, that's true. So many people say, I have to see it with my own eyes. Sometimes you not only have to see it, you have to see through it. You have to get to the heart of the matter. You have to see right through to their souls. And these are people that you work with, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, your family. Family is notorious for having people like this. You have to know who your friends are because not everyone is there. And some people are there to use you as their whipping board to get the attention off of themselves. They'll ask you to come in or make you believe that they are there to support you when they're only there to tear you down and then turn around and say, oh, look at what happened, ha, 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 ha. And there are more followers in the world than there are leaders right now. Believe me when I say there are a lot more followers. And a lot of followers now, they are jumping on board, making pretend like they're leaders because they've leached on to a lot of true blue followers for a very long time. And then when they believe that they are that those individuals equal, they want to jump on the bandwagon too. Life is not about a competition. Life is not about leeching on, sucking the life out of someone. And then because you are not who you think you are, you take everything that you have stolen from someone else, you try to present it as your own, and you just destroy everything. And a lot of people, they say, you know, they may say, you're saying you, I don't have anything to do with it. Guess what? If it doesn't pertain to you, then you don't have to listen to this part. But I'd like for you to stay and listen, because if it doesn't pertain to you, then you are going to come across someone who it does pertain to. That way, you will be able to pass on the message, or you will be enlightened, and your eyes will be open to their deception through that their discerning eye that you have. And maybe you want to have a backup and make sure that you can see clearly with both eyes, unless you have some type of a disability or you've lost an eye or something. Open both, have both eyes wide open, because sometimes we tend to do that. We'll close one eye and see what we want to see out of the other eye, but we need to have all sides of the picture. We need to see all sides of the story. We need to know what's inside someone's spirit. There are so many people with unsettling spirits out here now. We need to understand We need to be able to identify these people. And I'm not saying curse them out. I'm not saying call them out. If it's something that's very life-threatening or something, yes, you have to do what you have to do. But there's a way to do everything. Some people, just because you know what they're doing, you know who you are and where you are and whose you are. If you belong to the great I am, there's nothing that that person can do to you. They can talk about you behind your back all they want. But in doing so, that just makes them miserable. That just makes them look like the person that they are. That just keeps them at their infamous square one of fame. They'll be at square one next year. They were at square one last year, and they're still at square one. And what are you doing? You're still moving into your destiny because you are walking with a pure spirit, and you are doing things for all the right reasons. It's amazing to me that if you're a leader and you're open and you share things with people, somehow people think that they can walk all over you, that they take that kindness of yours. They take your open spirit and your willingness to help them as a weakness. It is not. It is not. And they don't have to call you out on your mess. And most leaders are not going to call people who do that to them out on their mess. They're going to kill them with kindness. They're going to show them what respect is behind the scenes. Now, when they start to infiltrate the camp of the leaders and they start to poison the minds of people in that camp, that's a different story. But most of them are nowhere near being able to do that. And every time they open their mouths, what they don't know, as much as they're creeping behind the leader's back trying to destroy them, they're also showing their true colors to other people who admire and adore the people that they're trying to destroy. So in essence, while they're creeping and sneaking, the same people who they are creeping and sneaking with want other people to know. And the messages get out. The messages do get out. So those are the people that you keep with that extended arm. And let them think that they're winning when they're far from it. That's what leaders do. And people like that are always threatened by you. You possess something that they will never have, or even if they've convinced themselves, their selves, that they can have, they never will, because they're not made from that same cloth. If you don't believe me, let's go to this week's inspiration. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. Allow me to say this again. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. And let me tell you this, most people, they know that you've done nothing to them. And some, unless they're ultra surly, they will try to latch on and grin in your face, but they tend to grin a little bit too hard. They're always there, hey, oh yeah, yeah, you were great, oh I like this, oh I this. They will always try to do, but they can't get away from who they are. They're going to try to mix in their agenda with the big picture. They're still going to try to mix and mingle and get people to come over to their dark side. But when you're a child walking in the light, it's not going to happen. Not that easily. And if it does, that then becomes a problem with the person who decided to kind of wade the waters and test both sides and straddle the fence. That's a problem with that individual. And then what is that telling you? That maybe that individual is not ready to be where they are currently. You see, we know how to let people go. And if they're meant to come back, they will. And if not, we wish them no ill will, but we pray for them and we let them go. I talk to people all over the world. My largest coaching group consists of men and women from all ethnicities, from every corner of the earth. I don't need to have 10 million people in my box. I don't need to have all of these numbers where people can say, I have 10 million people. I do this. But yet, one or none shows up for everything. Not impressive. So many people put too much into some social media sites where, I've got 8,000 people liking me. Oh, well, you have 8,000 people liking you, but your turnover every week to your projects is astronomical. And out of your 8,000, you may have 3 or 4 show up. And even then, you have to beg and bribe them to do that. If you have to work that hard, that means that something's wrong with your program. Something's very wrong with your program. If you cannot attract that attention because people are attracted to your spirit, then there's a problem. The name of my program's A Healing Through Hurt. If I have a script and I'm running game, hurt people, when they get to that level, they have a very good discerning eye. These are people who are ready for that change. These are people who are ready to heal. They're out of their storm. They're not out of it totally, but they're working their way through it so that they can walk into the sunlight someday. They know when people are just not right. And I tell you all, I've said this before, you don't know me. If this is your first time listening, Google C. Maria Wall. Google what I do. Google my programs. Google my company. Do it all. Do your research. Because a lot of people are not who they claim to be. Some people have the fame, but they got it by way of a lot of shame. And then they'll deny it when things hit the fan. They'll deny. There are some people that many people follow, as I've said before, year after year after year. They'll follow them to whatever state they're in and sometimes whatever country they go to. And they're taking your money and you're not really getting anything out of it. And some of these infamous feel-good foo-foo gurus have given some pretty bad information. Legally, they've given bad information. Legally, they're doing things that could get not only them in trouble, but you in trouble if you follow in their footsteps. You have to do more than just go to an event, sit down, get your adrenaline all pumped up, give away your money, and go home and try to do some things because you could get in trouble. And what are you going to say? Oh, I went to the Feel Good Foo Foo Gurus event, and they said to do X, Y, Z, and I did it. Nobody's going to care about that in the courtroom. You're going to end up in trouble based on what the XYZ feel-good foo-foo guru person told you. I'm not one to follow the crowds, especially depending on who the people are following certain people. That lets me know that, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to follow your crowd. And then I don't follow people. I follow people who are someplace where I am not, people who are so much further than I am. If you're someone and we're all doing the same things and we're right there, and I know that every time I attempt to speak to you, it's about you getting something from me, but I see nowhere where I'm getting anything from you, then you're not someone that I'm going to align with. If you've proven yourself to be deceptive and a liar and a con artist, man or woman, boy or girl, I'm not going to support your programs. I'm not going to align with you. And I don't align with people who are aligned with you because either they're blind or they're part of the con. Either way, I'm not going to align with people. So sometimes associations mean everything. So be very careful who you are aligning with and use those discerning eyes to see through the facades, to see through the lies, to see through those deceptions. 1 John 4:1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. You know, as always, each and every week, before I go, I have to let you all know that I pray you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, and I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And as always, each Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, USA, join me for the regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show. This week coming, my special guest will be Bob Sima. You will not want to miss this episode. It will be good people, good music, good conversation. So join me, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And as always, we are here on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. for the Sunday Morning Inspiration. And just so you know, both Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and this, our Sunday Morning Inspiration, is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. So if you would like to make a tax-deductible donation, there's several ways you can do it. One way, you can, of course, visit our main website at thewallfoundationinc.org. There is a donate button there. And if you're over on Facebook, join us on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. group. There's also a donate button there. But we have several groups there. We have the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group there. If you're over on Google Plus, I have the Relationship Recovery group there. And if you're over on Meetup, I have the WOW group, Women of Wisdom and Worth, www.wow, Women of Wisdom and Worth on Meetup. And again, if you'd like to reach us, our number is 202-618-2556. Or if you'd like to send a letter, you need someone to listen, or you're seeking some type of guidance and resources, you can write to us several ways. Contact at thewallfoundationinc.org. That's contact at thewallfoundationinc.org. Or you can write to us by the slowest form, the United States Postal Service. That's Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland. That's Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland. Again, if you need us, we are here. I want to thank you so much for all of your continued blessings, words of encouragement for me, and support. Because without you, there would be no Healing Through Hurt or Sunday Morning Inspiration. And as I said, all of your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws. And if you're just looking for a home, a place to be involved, contact us. We would love to hear from you. And yes, I do answer emails, phone calls, and any type of correspondence. I do tend to answer many of them personally. So again, thank you so much, so much for being here with me today. I just want to remind each and every one of you, if you got something out of this, like this show, follow us and share it. Please, like the show, follow us and share it. I love hearing from you, and without you, as I said, there would be none of this. And I'm still walking my journey as well, recovering from losing everything in my bout with being married to a man who was very violent, psychologically unstable, who destroyed everything that I worked my entire life to achieve in a few years of marriage. So again, I'm on this journey too, and I'd like to walk it with you. We're stronger together. So again, until next time, be well, be blessed, and continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until we meet again, I pray each, every one of you enough. I will see you soon. We're going to end our program with our breathing exercises. We haven't done that in a while. This is your meditation time. I'm going to let the music play a little while you sit back, you inhale the good, you exhale the bad, you let it all go. So until next time, be well, be blessed. This is our time of reflection and meditation. This is your silent moment. Sit back, lie back, and let it all go for the next 2 minutes and 56 seconds. I will see you soon. Be blessed, everyone. Remember to inhale, eyes closed. Now exhale, let it go. I hope you enjoyed our time here together. Take this lesson with you. I promise it will help you in the long run if you choose to walk your journey with your eyes wide open and not wide shut. Breathe and enjoy our final moments of our quiet time before you start the rest of your day.